Every dog has his day. We're all waiting for that big project, the big break where we show the world exactly what we're made of. Looking back, maybe it was my eagerness that caused me to ignore what I thought was of little consequence. If only I'd stopped to think. The big day. The grand unveiling to the TV and press in the boardroom. Our team, all smiles and sharp suits, all in it together as we took the elevator to the top floor, ready to meet our destiny. Here it was, the definitive product in our company history, the one that would truly change our customers' lives, a game changer that would make BT bleeding edge and wow our customers and shareholders. After years of hard work, the late nights and targets, it was finally there, right in front of us. And then it happened. The questions I hadn't counted on. How were you using customer data? What about privacy? Had we overlooked this? I'd taken it for granted that we could use customer data any way we wanted to, just as long as the end product delivered. Privacy and data protection hadn't been high on my to-do list. Worse still, the product was already being manufactured with the marketing campaign going live that day. It was too late to stop, too late to retrofit the design. It was game over for me, and it was game over for BT. I felt myself falling, spiralling down through the void. I heard the voices of my angry, betrayed customers. I saw the damage to BT's reputation as a brand customers trust, the plunging share price and vilification by the press. I visualised the regulatory investigation, clearing my desk, and the walk of shame as I left the building, unable to meet the disappointed gazes of the colleagues I had failed. Suddenly I was back in the boardroom, preparing to take the rap. I felt a hand on my shoulder. It was our project manager, Sarah, stepping forward. She spoke up. At BT, we embed privacy by design across the entire data lifecycle. That means from data collection and how we use it, to how it flows across our networks and who can access it. And finally, how long we keep it for. At BT, we make privacy a key design consideration from day one. And so it was. Tragedy averted. I breathed a huge sigh of relief. The product would be a success after all. A triumph of my team's diligence over my disregard for how important privacy and data protection are to our customers. I understand now that it's this level of attention to data ethics and compliance that make all the difference to the trust our customers place in the BT brand. So when your day comes, the big project, the break you've always wanted, start by asking on day one, what about privacy and data protection? I got lucky, but do you really want to rely on luck?